Hello, this is Bold Statements with your host, Nick Goshalak, and
Harry Montalvo.
With a very, very special guest today, Dan the Man.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem, anytime. You're welcome, anytime. Basically, let's start this off with Jared Fogle, the Subway Man. I think we've all heard the story today.
Ooh, what a rough one.
Rough one is not even close.
I don't understand.
It's
disgusting. I really don't understand the mindset involved in that.
You get a little power, and that's about it.
Really, you know.
He had a wife.
He did. Who
he
just
married, had two kids, and he's looking at CP of fucking kids as young as six. I mean, that's it. Rough predicament to be in there.
Yeah, I'm not
surprised
a fan.
It's only going to be a max of like 12 and a half years, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but he accepted the plea.
A minimum of five.
Minimum of five with
you
the plea.
You get five, agreement. You can get out within like a year or two. It's ridiculous.
Pretty much, and like, if, again, the celebrity thing is going to probably help him, obviously.
Yeah, no, if he wasn't a celebrity, he would be getting like life, probably.
Honestly, though, think about it. Probably not even.
No,
they kind of released the sex offenders.
We knew someone at our high school actually. Got like arrested at school for like 200 something images, and then basically like case just got waived, and he was back at school and graduated on time. It was like, oh,
that was a bit too surreal.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe, you know.
He was guilty.
I mean, I don't know how he came back.
Over 200 images is.
Yeah,
it's not like two.
No,
it's 200.
200. As young as like. Probably like seven or something.
I never heard.
I never heard ages with him,
like,
but.
I was young.
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, it had to be. I mean. But anyway, Jared's wife filed for divorce. Your thoughts on that?
Wonder why. I don't motivated that decision.
Yeah, I wonder.
You think their sex life was good? I mean, do you think he was kinky in bed? Do you think he was like,
put this six inch.
Schoolgirl. Well, I was gonna put the schoolgirl outfit on, not the six inch. It was later.
Schoolgirl.
The six inch.
Schoolgirl thing's a common sexual.
But did I think that was a different interpretation, maybe.
Different
of that. But yeah, I mean, all right. I'm just going on the Subway thing. What's your favorite footlong, Daniel?
The one Jared will probably be taken in jail.
No, we're meaning the food.
Oh, the
food. Food of Subway. Do you enjoy their yoga mat bread?
Look, the rubber tire.
Long time
the rubber tire bread is no more.
Since that kind of came out, I was like, oh.
No, they changed it now.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
It's
like,
no
to
longer,
me, though,
that,
no.
To me, that's probably
it's no
not the
longer
only
yoga
thing.
Mat.
That's the thing.
If they got to the point where they're putting the same chemical that makes yoga mats into their bread, what else is in the bread?
What are they hiding? Like, we haven't caught on yet on something
if
else.
If they're clearing that, what did they clear before that? You know?
Yeah.
Like, just...
ridiculous.
I think there's like a chicken, like a buffalo chicken, though.
That's like a good that one. That's a favorite. I'm a oven roasted chicken on the yoga mat flatbread.
I'm just a turkey. Get some turkey bacon, add some guac, and I'm set.
I don't remember asking
that
your goddamn
sound
thing.
Very
though,
good.
So
to
no, you like asked that, us what our favorite.
I asked him.
Was.
I asked Dan the Man. I didn't ask.
It doesn't sound like the
Harry.
Flavors really mix.
Well, we were gonna get to
no.
Excuse me, Dan. Excuse me, Dan. We were gonna get to you.
No, we didn't care for your opinion either.
My oven roasted chicken was fine.
No, fuck the oven roasted chicken. It's not even chicken.
Moving on.
The ingredients just don't include chicken.
Moving on.
Okay.
Global warming. Your thoughts?
It's getting hot like a motherfucker out there.
I mean,
it's a little bit of Chris
July
Tucker.
July was
bit
the
of
hottest
maybe,
month.
You know, we're a little bit biased living in Florida, where it's fucking just, you know, for 3-4 months in a row, like over 90, and it's just unbearable, especially with the fucking humidity, how much it rains here. But
I mean, I gotta tell you, man, like,
seems
there's
like
some
it's
days.
It's getting just fucking hotter and hotter, and then when it's cold, it's getting colder.
But like some days, dude, like I'll wake it's up, like, I'll go outside.
Yeah.
I'll go outside and I'll notice I'm sweating, and then I get back in, I take a piss, and then I'm like, what is pouring down my leg? And I know I'm not urinating on myself, but
no, I'm
it's ball sweat. It's complete ball sweat.
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's gross.
Oh, hashtag.
I'll go and play basketball
get
outside
here. You,
and
it's
I'm
ball
telling
sweat.
You, within like 45 minutes, I'm covered. No, like my
the
shirt is drenched
sweat.
In sweat and my pants are drenched in sweat. And like I'm just like fucking wet and it's just awful.
Is it raining? I'm not urinating myself, really? It's ball sweat.
Ball sweat.
Hashtag
like,
crack ball sweat.
I'm not going to sit here and bullshit anybody. I take a smell of my ass sometimes. I reach out of my crotch. I get a sniff, see what I'm working with. with.
Rub up against,
see what
the
I'm cooking.
Taint, like right
yeah.
against the balls and just.
You need to know what smell. You're doing out there, because you don't want to meet a lovely lady, maybe your future wife, who fucking knows.
Down there, you
but
know.
You don't want to have stanky crotch. And I think that's a big problem it's nowadays, problem especially in living in Florida.
Look, I clean my crotch.
Do you?
I do.
I think it's a problem that needs to be.
There needs to be some soap.
Yeah. There needs to be like ball sweat soap. Just it's like a deodorant soap, like kind of like keeps you fresh.
Well, honestly, they need a deodorant for ball sweat, or at least the part between the ball and the thigh.
Well, yeah, you got like, you know, the right taint? Between
because
your,
what if yeah,
well, oh,
no,
yeah. The ball and the thigh.
Yeah, like okay. in the thigh, like taint area.
What if when I want my girlfriend going down on me, she could be like, oh look, smells good down here.
So you're implying that she's said otherwise in past experiences.
No, I'm not.
Because you were like, what if I have a like,
no,
she'd be like, oh,
no,
wow, I'm surprised it smells so
days,
good.
Like.
I mean, it doesn't, like, your balls don't smell like cologne no matter what, no matter how clean you are. So what I'm saying is if they had a deodorant.
I always thought, like, if I had my pubes longer, I could braid them, make them look like Ludacris.
Oh.
You tell Ludacris. Tell the bitch to get back.
get back.
Anyway, speaking of D's nuts, have you heard about the North Carolina poll where.
9%?
9%.
I would be part of the 9%. Over Hillary Clinton or fucking Donald Trump, I would go with D's nuts all day.
Well, he was third in the polling, and apparently,
so,
like, a 13-year-old...
It was just a kid who made
Yeah, it was
up.
A 13-year-old kid.
D's nuts.
Yeah, he was a teenager, and he basically put D's nuts into the race. And
9% of the votes.
He's gotta be nuts, honestly.
Someone
fuck
put it
off.
On 4chan.
You're welcome.
Gotta be like, nuts.
Hey, yeah, let's get here and vote.
Dr. Evil, I always thought you were crazy, but now I can see you're nuts.
Moving on, we really didn't discuss global warming other than ball sweat, so let's get back into that. Is it real? Should we fear it?
Of course it's real.
Cite some reasons why you think it's real.
Okay, we're having the hottest summers and the coldest
winters.
Are you
a fucking scientist?
There's something called stats.
There's something called fucking biology, and sir, you do not have a degree in it.
Over time,
there's a mosquito.
There have been several, basically, ice ages, and then the ice melts, and then fucking somehow, I don't know how the fuck it reverts back, to be honest with you.
It's but all aliens, dude.
It's not all aliens.
It's all
you conspiracy theorists.
I don't know why it refreezes again.
It's not conspiracies.
Again, like,
no.
But I think we might be in the middle of like a big melting phase.
Well,
like,
Antarctica
like
and everything is melting. It's going back to the tropical.
I think the poles are supposed to switch or something.
That's
shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
that's
that was supposed to be 2012, like, though. That was the Mayan calendar date when the poles were supposed to switch.
Another complete garbage.
No, the Mayan calendar was garbage, but that was when the poles were supposed to switch.
It may not be precise, but it's probably close. Because, I mean, that's what's happening, like, right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's probably not.
I mean, it'd be crazy to think, like, what if our summers became the winter, you know, like...
I would definitely take a break from the ball sweat, though. Like,
all right.
Get a nice cold breeze up in this mofo. Like, Florida needs to be, like, just...
All right.
It needs to change. The ball sweat is a common issue.
We've said ball sweat.
I'm going to be honest with you. I remember when I was fat back in the day. Like, sometimes in school, I would sit down at the lunch table with these desks. I'd stand up. Fucking big thing. Big line of just ass sweat on the chair. And, like, it was a common thing where
it's a truth comment
right now. Yeah, I'm just sweat on the chair, and I'm like, oh my god, it's bad enough being fat, now I have to watch where my sweat goes. Anyway, yeah.
So, did you happen to hear about Donald Trump's immigration policies? He wants to ban immigration. The only way you could become a United States citizen...
I'm down.
...is through birthright.
It's kind of... the exact opposite of what this country was founded on, which is
it's the exact opposite. It is.
But we're a totally different country than what we were founded on.
Yeah.
To a point, like
that is true.
We are.
We're different.
Yeah, there's not really a limited central government. There's a super powerful central government.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're not like fighting the British for freedom anymore. It's, you know, it's different.
Occupying every country, like just hey,
we are the world police.
We're the world police. Yeah, we are. Team America, world police.
America, fuck yeah.
I just think it's. I agree with Daniel. We weren't founded on that. And then at the same time, though,
if people want to come over here and work and help build shit, I got no problem with
that. You
know,
I think before Trump focuses.
No, go ahead.
Oh, there seems to be a rift happening in the podcast right now. There's been some double talk.
No, it's just, I mean, if if people are coming here and they want to work here and be a citizen here and, like, contribute to society, like, I don't see a fucking problem with anyone coming from a different country and moving here, just like I don't see a problem with people leaving the U.S. to move to another country if they don't like it here.
Your thoughts on people saying, like, they're stealing jobs? What are your views on that?
I'll tell you, the bigger issue is outsourcing, where they're getting people from other countries to take American jobs. The law was put into place, you can look this up, it was put into place when they could not fill positions from Americans, they would then look to other countries. Have you heard about Disney and their whole issue?
No.
They had about 2,500 employees brought in from outsourcing. They made their former employees train them, even though they knew that they were taking their jobs for cheaper, and said that if you don't participate, you get your pension taken away. And
the mouse strikes again.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think immigration's that big of an issue, because a lot of them are just taking jobs that most Americans don't want. But outsourcing, they're taking the jobs that American wants.
I'd rather have the jobs being held in America.
Yeah. But then, and it's supposed to be that way. You're only supposed to fill those positions when you can't find Americans.
We think a lot of the reasons a lot of these people come over is, like, it's families. Like, they'll come over with their kids because they want to raise their kids here in an educational system that's a hell of a lot better than wherever they're coming from. So if that's the case, like, if they're wanting to do that, then, like, the kids are going to contribute to society a lot over their lifetimes. So,
but are they? Understand. I mean, statistically speaking, a lot of these Mexicanos, if you will, become gangbangers.
No,
salesmen.
Harry Montalvo and Dan the Man do not affiliate with Nick Goschalak.
I'm just saying. I think anyone that does, it's more of a result of their environment than.
But when really the environment them. Is changing to be a little Mexico, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many Mexicans here, it's becoming Mexico.
It's not that
so
bad
their environment
Florida.
Is
I'm
basically
sure Texas is
well
in California, I've heard.
California is a lot
I think honestly Florida is probably one of the highest Hispanic populations.
Well, we got Cuba, Puerto Rico, though.
We've got Cubans and Puerto Ricans.
No, we have a good influx of Mexicans. Texas, I mean, we're right on the Gulf.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as probably as much as, you know, the Spaniards
but I'm telling
from
you,
the
it's outsourcing. Caribbean. Outsourcing's the bigger issue.
I'm gonna be honest with you, just talking about that. I really am tired of Indians when customer like my service. Fucking computer breaks down.
Yeah. I had to replace
it. Like, I can't understand the fucking word they said.
I really couldn't. And then he never told me how to return it. And
maybe
like,
maybe take the curry out of your mouth for a second and give me some goddamn right directions and maybe we can
I think it was HP.
Come on. HP, Microsoft, Sony, I mean it's all just
yeah, but you know what that
based
is?
That's in Bollywood.
Just, that's just making the jobs. Cheaper jobs.
Like Steve maybe. Jobs.
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I'm not sure either.
Anyways, if we're going to talk about Steve Jobs, who's going to be in a movie soon, why don't we talk about Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah, actually, because that's me specifically addressing.
Nah, fuck HP, honestly.
So Straight Outta Compton.
Kiss my ass.
Hey, no.
I'm sorry. Yes,
hey,
go
you
on.
Guys ready? All right. Straight Outta Compton made $60
crazy,
million this
crazy
weekend.
Motherfucker named Ice Cube.
Crazy. That is the biggest R-rated August debut.
$60 million.
It's top
did you, have you seen the film,
Harry? I have not seen.
Well, me and Dan the Man did, and I can't speak for him, but personally, I was pretty, pretty surprised how like well I knew it was going to be good, but like the cinematography was on point, the acting was on point. It was a good story. It was just a really good story throughout the whole film.
Do you see any Oscar potential in any category?
Maybe
or no?
It's a tough one. It really is a tough one.
Maybe not win, but maybe a nominee somewhere.
I could see a nomination maybe for was it an original screenplay?
Yeah, because it wasn't
based, based on a book or anything.
Played Tupac.
Yeah. Whoever okay.
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure it was
we'll get into
Tupac.
That for a second.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think I would probably I'd do original screenplay or something. I'd at least nominate it.
Yeah.
But now going to the Tupac thing. Okay.
Yeah, whoever did that, I mean, I swear it like looked and sounded just like
there was a, yeah.
like
there's
Tupac.
A brief part like, where Tupac gets introduced. You kind of like it's not a big part with him, but you kind of see him
in
doing Hail Mary in the studio.
Come with me, Hail Mary. Yeah.
Anyway, it is just spitting image, and like there's always that conspiracy that he never died and he like went to Cuba or he went somewhere to the fucking moon or some shit. But you cannot tell me, whoever sees Straight Outta Compton, you cannot tell me that is not Tupac. Tupac Shakur.
Oh my god,
it
really
probably wasn't.
No, I'm telling you it was. I'm telling you it was.
I'm sure there's an actor.
The actor, we looked up, me and my friend Martin from the West Coast, shout out to Martin Moran. We looked the actor up and he had no credits besides that role.
All right, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah! So I'm just, look, man. Tupac's alive, and I think he's made his comeback in Straight Outta Compton, which, you know, another thing he did was a success. So, 60 million.
Yeah, 60 million. That's crazy. I mean, nothing this weekend's going
to be. What did Fantastic Four make opening weekend?
25.7.
And that's a comic book
movie. So, NWA crushed Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia! It's an NWA reference.
All the upcoming movies are going to suck this weekend. American Ultra.
Jesse Eisenberg, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Some bullshit thing about, like,
Topher Grace, because we all know how great he does his villains.
Topher Grace on 70's show, though.
He was really good as Eric Foreman.
Eric Foreman was an admirable.
He was always my least favorite. I liked Kutcher more. Wilmer Valderrama.
Kutcher kind of annoyed me, to be honest with you.
Kutcher kind of bothered me.
I was like, bro, Kelso, are you fucking retarded? Like, get your shit together.
Kelso, Fez, Hyde, and Eric
were all better than Eric Foreman.
No, Eric was good. When he tossed in those little, like,
Fez, you know, was like Star Wars favorite, like, top two. Yeah. Between him and Hyde, like,
not a Topher Grace fan.
I'm gonna do my best Fez impersonation. Ready?
No soup for you.
That's
soup. No soup for you.
No.
No, that's soup Nazi. And Seinfeld.
Oh, they're both fucking foreign. No, they give a shit.
No, I give a shit. Those are.
Right. No, it's fine.
Seinfeld's a classic. That 70 show.
Shout out to Fez and his classic quote. No soup for you.
Topher Grace.
No soup for you.
No soup for you, Dan.
Topher Grace.
No soup for you, Dan.
Yeah, he wasn't really believable as Venom because, like.
No,
Venom is supposed to be a very, like, big buff dude.
Yeah, like, Eddie Brock was a big, like,
athlete. Like, bullied him and shit.
Topher Grace,
like,
is yeah. Buff.
And he's a skinny dude. Spider-Man 3.
Don't believe me. Like, I see Eric Foreman trying to be Venom.
And he's a bitch throughout the entire movie. Yeah. And that's totally not Eddie Brock, man. They really ruined Venom.
It was bad.
No, it was. It really was.
Hard to fucking believe.
All right, so while we're on how we view characters, why don't we ask each other favorite Jedi and favorite
Sith? So we're going to Star Wars camp.
Yeah.
Favorite Jedi. So
Dan the Man, who's your favorite Jedi?
I always liked Obi-Wan. I didn't see the original trilogy first. I actually saw like 1 and 2, and then I watched the original trilogy and I realized, oh crap, he dies.
But then, skip.
I always liked
Obi-Wan's your favorite. Yeah. Nick?
Oh man, I'd have to say Obi-Wan for sure.
Especially when he avenged, Darth Maul killing.
Oh yeah,
when the worst Jedi ever.
Yeah, that was a good little.
I have to go Qui-Gon with Anakin Jin. Skywalker.
No, yeah, big fucking surprise.
I'm a big Anakin Skywalker fan.
Yeah,
I love Darth Vader.
You also like Anakin. Titanic, so how much you fucking know.
All right, Titanic won Oscars and still the second highest grossing film of all time.
Oscar for the fucking longest piece of garbage.
No, all right. That's not true at all.
No. It's an enjoyable movie, but at least 2 hours of the movie could have been cut.
No. No, nothing should have been cut.
No, you could have cut a lot. You could have cut
a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece.
There was a lot of fat on that
steak. Don't call it garbage. I've seen garbage the last few years. Fantastic Four was garbage. Inherent Vice was garbage.
Oh my God, Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill, that was a great movie.
No, Jack and Jill was garbage.
The thing is, if you go into a movie having expectations, you're going to be a critic. I just go into every movie I watch having no expectations whatsoever, and I'm usually pleased more often than I am.
Yeah, we mentioned that on the first podcast, basically, like, how we just don't really listen to reviews
anymore. It was like a troll movie.
It was
funny because of that, and, like, we're just kind of seeing, like, we're sitting here, like, is Adam Sandler just fucking trolling us? Because, like, this, there's no way this was intended to be good.
It was really ridiculous. The way Al Pacino's
like, Dunkachino, and he's like,
Dunkachino.
The thing with Shaq, remember that thing? It was like a commercial they filmed with Shaq. They put, like, he had meat on his head or something. And, like, it was just so, like, what?
Yeah, it was,
All right, but sticking on Adam Sandler. All right, what's your favorite Adam Sandler movies?
Click.
Jack and Jill.
Click and Rain Over
No, it's
Me.
Not.
Click and Rain Over Me.
Actually, Mr. Big Daddy.
Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds is my
Big
favorite.
Daddy.
Big Daddy and Mr. Deeds are my two favorites.
Mr. Deeds is great.
Yeah.
Deedsy, you sick-ass mofo! You better tap that before somebody else gets up!
Well, he thinks it's you!
We got the last couple words messed.
He thinks it's you!
Talking to that squirrel.
Oh, peanut rings, butter and gumball.
And like the old dude,
Abercrombie.
The old light butler dude's like, boob!
Oh, yeah.
I like feet. I do not know why.
Harry actually does like feet. It's
no, I don't.
He likes
I was quoting Mr. Deeds.
He likes the sucker. Suck on the toes.
Nope, that's not true.
Scoop.
You can't take blood from a stone.
So, Jimmy Carter. How's he doing?
Oh, you can't take blood from a stone, right?
So last week I pitched for Jimmy Carter to run for a second term.
Let's just.
Are we still open to that?
Let's just pitch for him to run for another week of life. Like, he's about on his final.
He's got a chapter of the book.
Can science get him like a whole new brain?
So he could live and not like, free the hostages in Iran? Scoop.
He deserves a second term.
He deserves to be put to rest by Jack of Orkin.
I don't know who that is.
What was Al Pacino in an HBO movie?
Physician-assisted suicide guy that lived in, like, Detroit.
Yeah, he was a doctor who helped, assist people in suicides who were, like, really sick.
Mostly, like, old people, but all with terminal diseases.
Whack-a-chicko!
We're getting those references from the previous podcast on there. But Jimmy Carter, brain cancer. Yeah, it spread to his brain, and from what I've read, the doctor said he only has a few weeks to live and stuff like that. But
you know who really wishes he had a few weeks left to live? Bill Cosby.
How many victims are we on here?
Like, it's getting pretty close to his age.
It's over 50 now. It is over 50 now.
It'll get over his age before he goes, I feel like.
Do you think... Okay, here's just a little random thought. Here. Do you think the women, like, who went... Like, all right, obviously there's a lot of women involved. When they went shopping after that, like, they went down the aisles picking up, you know, groceries, blah, blah, blah. When they came across Pudding Pops, do you think that struck a chord?
No!
Like, wait a minute. Like, I've had my fair share of Pudding Pop for one lifetime.
At least they didn't have to come across any new Coke.
Oh, yeah. You really failed on the new Coke. Okay, but Pudding Pops.
This is them. It was the line.
I've never... What's a Pudding Pop?
It's pudding.
I know Cosby advertised it, but I don't...
Jell-O gelatin Pudding Pops. Yeah. It's like frozen pudding.
I get the pudding I rape the women.
is that a Cosby mix with Marlon Brando? I put the bill in Brando? The Pudding Pop.
It's...
Yes, please.
Yes.
I'm gonna make him North African refuse.
Pudding Pop. Quaaludes.
Quaaludes.
Shit, they talk about Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, like Spanish Fly.
He was probably taking them and like not passing out.
And they I'm sure he was like really into that. So like, you know, his tolerance.
It's crazy to think Bill Cosby like
he was Dr. Huxtable, man. Like, what happened?
And it was with like prescription.
The American like sitcom.
You don't have to ask
at one time.
He's Dr. Huxtable. So.
I just Seinfeld actually had a policy of no lessons, no hugging because of the Cosby Show.
Well,
it was supposed to be like the opposite of the shows of that time.
Did you ever see a movie with Bill Cosby called Ghost Dad?
No. Okay. I really haven't. And I've heard of Leonard Nimoy Part 6 or whatever. Not Leonard Nimoy. Leonard Part 6.
Leonard Nimoy Part 6. Catch it in theaters.
It's him in the grave.
So, six like, feet is under. Bill Cosby's career done, you think?
Oh, dude.
Do you think he's ever going to do anything? Like, any...
Do you think there's a Fat Albert in the works?
I think there's a possibility of a teaming with Jared Fogle
no.
and Bill Cosby. I think there's a lot of...
That's Let awful. Me see your foot long, Jared.
Only if I could see your pudding pop. Like, there's so much you can do with this. Like, it's like a race war type thing. Like, who can...
Who's going to outgross
the
other?
I mean, look, I like it.
No, I think it's awful.
WrestleMania 32. Jared Fogle versus Bill Cosby. Winner gets his sentence
Arquette
cut.
Join in
only if he wins the WCW World Heavyweight Title.
How many years do you think Undertaker has?
Hashtag left? David Arquette.
Undertaker's pushing 60, probably like 55 or something. But I think he has about
he's pushing. He's pushing the amount of Cosby's victims.
Basically.
Oh. Yeah. Essentially, Undertaker is how many people he's raped, allegedly. But yeah, Undertaker's about dead.
Let's move on to manslaughter.
I was talking about The Undertaker, all right? Wrestling doesn't get its due on this podcast. I'm quite frankly, I'm tired of it.
Like 3 years ago, and he looked really good, and I just don't know how he's deteriorated so much in so little time. He really just looks like he's old.
Do you think it's steroids? Do you think, obviously, steroids?
I think maybe his body broke down.
Yeah,
because, I mean, it's well known that Vince McMahon loved
all of his steroids. Okay, staying on the steroid thing, how do you feel about steroids in sports and anything, really? Do you think it's all right? Do you think at this point, like, just let people do whatever the fuck they want to do? Is it better for the sport?
I don't know too much about any steroids personally because I've never taken any, but I feel like if there are some that are safer, like, they should be a possibility, at least for people that are recovering from injury, because, I mean, it's... Especially
I feel
football
like that's,
and, like, really high-contact sports... Like, there's so many different things, and people always find a loophole no matter what, like the deer antler velvet, like the
test
or whatever. Like, supposedly Ray Lewis took that to help him heal from his shoulder or whatever.
Yeah, like right before the Super Bowl, right? Or something.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to be able to, and that was like his last year.
Yeah.
That shit never got brought up again. You remember that? Like, it was like the
Chargers. Ray Lewis murdered a guy.
Yeah, I don't think you really messed
up. Like, there was a threat being involved somewhere. Like, you bring this shit up, I'm going to kill you.
I just think that steroids, they're legally allowed to be used by people not in sports, so why not?
But it's because cheating.
Why it not is,
people? Because there's people that aren't using it, and it's not an even playing field for somebody that's like doing everything they control out versus somebody who's just taking
steroids. Yeah, but at this point, it plagues the game, so why not just make it legal?
Because then you're just going to see a bunch of dudes that are all roided up, and like it's just going to, then they're all going to be like basically just be.
I mean, in a sense, you got to realize too, like sports.
Meatheads hitting each other.
Kids look up to these athletes. And what they're essentially doing is, I'm doing drugs to get better at a sport. So they're, in a sense, these kids are watching this happen. They're hearing about it in the news.
Okay, I never actually.
And, yeah, they're advocating drug use. Yeah. And I get what Dan's saying here too about like in certain, like, you know, more healthier routes of it. Like for rehabilitation and stuff like that, then yeah, I get that.
Not people like abusing it on there, like taking a shit. But to say, bulking up, like,
yeah. But even then, though, a lot of people say, well, like when they've been caught with steroids in sports, like, oh yeah, I've been using it to, you know, heal faster and stuff like that. They've used that as an excuse.
Lance Armstrong.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying. I mean, the one nut disaster, if you will. But yeah, like, you know,
marijuana for players like Ricky Williams. I don't feel like he could have had a, you know, a lot better stats in his career.
He was a hell of a running back. He played for Texas, am I right?
Yeah,
went to got drafted I think top 5 by the Saints. Kind of screwed up there. Got traded to the Dolphins.
Really good for the Dolphins.
Yeah, he was a superstar for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then he could have been so much bigger
though. Oh yeah.
Tent in Australia for like 2 months.
Smoking Australian weed, like, that gone.
Or something out there in the desert, like
passing blunts with kangaroos.
The Kanga or the Roo?
Both.
Oh, crikey.
That's me lighting a cigarette, if anybody heard the lighter. I have an addiction, folks. It's not very good.
Speaking of addictions, I have nothing. Anyone else want
to? Addictions. these sports stars are addicted to steroids. See how I joined that together? I joined that together.
All
right.
Jared Fogle was addicted to underage.
All right.
And those awesome footlongs at your local Subway.
Skip.
All right, let's move on.
So, well, let's talk about one of the biggest things of the previous week: Star Wars Land.
Oh yes, being announced that you know, for Disney.
D23 Expo. They're what is it? Not biannual, because biannual is twice a year. What would it be for 2 years, every 2 years?
Well, every 2 years?
Yeah, every 2 years. You don't have to really, you don't have to put something, you don't have to label it.
I mean, I thought there was a term for it.
You don't have to fucking label it.
All right. Well, my apologies.
Apology not accepted, and I hope you do better next time.
But come on, Star Wars Land, it's going to be 14 acres.
Okay.
We're going to be taken to a new planet.
Can I become a Jedi there? In a new trilogy. Like, can I actually, like, get a lightsaber?
Yeah, will it be like Harry Potter at that one theme park we can't really say? Like, you know, get your own wand?
No, I think so. And the cool thing that Disney is doing is they're not going to have name tags. Everyone in there is going to be a human.
A character.
An alien or a robot. And they're going to be able to play with it. That's something that ups it from the Harry Potter area in the theme park.
So, like, can you talk shit to a droid? And, like, do they have to stay in character?
I mean, probably.
Like, oh, you're a fucking droid.
Like, oh, let me get my manager, and then it's a Disney.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, well, you're out of character, bud.
Apparently, like, at Disney, if
there's going to be a cantina.
Andy's toys are there.
Two rides. Yeah,
Andy's coming, they'll, like, fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, they'll fall down I've heard and pretend like they're, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what I was thinking is, like, if you see him, just really mess with him. Like, just keep yelling at him. Like, they get back up, like, take, like, 2 steps, and then just...
No, don't
spit on him, but just yell, like, Andy's coming.
Be polite. Like, piss on them.
And, like, literally, like, they just have to keep falling down.
Just be polite.
Just throw shit at him. Like, throw rocks and stuff, like...
No.
Who said piss on them? Who jumped straight to just
urinate? I went to piss right after spit.
Really, just want to.
But the Star Wars land is going to have two rides, supposedly, and then...
The only ride I need is spitting on the droids.
No, it's going to have the cantina. Who doesn't want to go to the cantina?
Can I pick a bar fight in the cantina with a droid?
I don't like you.
I just want to, like, yeah, have some drinks.
He doesn't like you either. Cantina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, do you want to buy some?
Are they gonna be playing that same fucking song over and over?
No, there's two. Me and Nick just watched the
Nick and I.
Nick and I just watched Star Wars last night, and it had two songs in the cantina.
Those aliens in the cantina though always look like they had like big asses on their head.
Yeah,
like just big like big
asses. Yeah, somebody just put an ass.
You remember those?
Straight what aliens? Like
the guys playing the.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean asses for their chins?
No,
oh, for
their head. No, Jay, that's a Balls Chinian. That's a Men in Black reference.
Oh, my bad.
But no, Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, classic. Anyway.
That was in Men in Black 2, not classic.
Only Men in Black 2. Men in Black 2 is a classic. It's Rosario Dawson.
It was the weakest one.
Like the tap
Men in Black 3.
That multiracial ass, if you know what I'm saying. She is fine. She's fine. That was
all right. Are you
again? That was a shout out to Martin if he's listening. That was a he likes to say. Who was the black actress in Django Unchained?
Kerry Washington.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Kerry Washington, and I just don't see it.
I like Kerry Washington. She's hot.
She definitely is. That tan, pretty dark. It was like she's hot. Like she got a really like deep. Moving on, right. Jamara Bolden, 9-year-old, shot dead while doing homework in Ferguson, Missouri. It was by a drive-by.
It was a drive-by shooting, like a gang drive-by, just pop.
Doing her homework, 9-year-old in Ferguson.
That where sucks.
A lot of racial tension has been happening.
That's,
It's unfortunate.
See, like, it all started with the cop and everything and all that. Yeah. Now it's bringing everybody into it. Like, it's just, that whole state.
That type of thing's probably happening in... I mean, that type of thing happens in a lot of cities, unfortunately, and that might be gang violence in the area. I mean, that's what I would kind of assume if it's a drive-by.
But I think...
I don't think that's...
There's really so much civil unrest, though, in Ferguson, instance. Still.
I mean, I understand the place is Ferguson, but I don't think that necessarily means it's, like, racist. Unless it comes out of, like, it was a group of neo-Nazis.
That's a big
that
turn.
Yeah, then that would be a big turn. I would be like, oh, yeah, that's probably racial.
The leader of the Aryan race.
Yeah.
George Costanza.
Dan the Man does look like Adolf Hitler's wet dream, though, I gotta say. But tall, blonde.
Tall, 6'3", blonde, green eyes. I don't know. He wanted blue eyes, but I think he would have been all right with green. At least
I think any
brown.
Other color besides the dirty brown Jew eye. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do have kind of a big nose, but
green
I feel
is
like
more rare
blonde
than
hair
blue.
And the green eyes would help me out a little bit.
Well, in 1942, Jews were pretty rare, too. Was like you know they were
killed,
6 million.
Like, 6 million of them. He really, you know.
I don't find it humorous.
Did I laugh?
If we
did, I fucking laugh.
Yeah, you had a little.
You can't see that.
You had a chuckle. They'll hear it. They will hear it.
No.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
It's recorded.
We can edit it out.
No,
we're not gonna take the time. Let's be honest.
We do it live.
This is pre-recorded and heavily edited. So Marijuana Man says
Saturday Night Live.
Alright, it's enough out of you, Harry. Oh yeah, we've been watching this Marijuana Man.
Basically, he's this guy who's from Canada who, like, he must have medical, you know, marijuana privileges because he has a bunch of it and he smokes a bunch of it, but, like, he's the worst stoner. He really, like, he overfills his bongs by a lot to where it's splashing in people's mouths.
Harry doesn't like the topic. He's acting like he's falling asleep.
He coughs on every hit he takes, and like it's a fun time.
It is. It just it goes to show you what's going on in the world. You know, when you have like hostages being held by ISIS, you have this Canadian misfit smoking copious amounts of marijuana, not understanding how to fill a bomb properly. Anyway,
what's the connection to ISIS?
Well, I'm saying, like, there's so much other shit happening in the world, and this guy's just making YouTube videos daily about him smoking.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I could say that about anyone.
But I'm just saying,
years,
like, he portrays himself with no...
so much that it's ridiculous.
Well, but he portrays himself as, like, not a care in the world, blah, blah, blah. He was also robbed during
a
live stream.
On a live stream. That was insane.
Like, probably set up.
No. Fuck no, dude. They had a crowbar and they had a pistol, and they hit him with the crowbar and pistol.
And he's like,
I'm like, where's the stuff, man? Where's the stuff? And he's like, I gave it to my friend. Like, he's all panicked because they're fucking robbing him. And he's like, I gave it to my friend. That's all I have left. And like, they keep fucking hitting him. And then, like, eventually they just, I guess, decide to search the rest of the house. Don't find
him. We kind of veered off the Jemiah Bolden topic a little bit
I'm not sure how we got the Marijuana Man being beaten on a live stream, but
I think it was black people and doing drugs or something.
This Marijuana Man, I'm sorry about the beatdown you suffered.
No, at the hands no of those, scoop.
Oh, man.
Those bad people.
All right, well, yeah, let's go a little more positive. We're finally going to get an Incredibles 2. Anybody excited?
Eh. After Brad Bird did Tomorrowland, well, I'm not really excited for him anymore.
We'll see.
I've been waiting for Incredibles.
I liked Incredibles. I'm always like unsure whenever a sequel happens so long after the first one, but I mean sometimes they end up being good. So it's I don't know, we'll see.
The more exciting news to me is Orlando Bloom returning to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Who gives a rat's ass? Flying ass, honestly.
Look, Pirates Trilogy is a great trilogy.
Fuck him and the horse he rode in.
No, Pirates Trilogy is a great trilogy. Like,
they've ruined it.
The fourth movie was awful. Let's not beat around the bush.
There's a mermaid in the fourth one.
It was awful. They had the shitty Orlando Bloom replacement.
Dan's not a fan of the Pirates series.
The first one, yeah, then they just went downhill from there.
No, the Dead Man's Chest was the best one, in my opinion.
Calypso.
That was at World's End.
Honestly, like that was all of them. I laughed at parts when I wasn't supposed to laugh at, except for the first one.
Calypso, I release you from your bonds.
Yes.
You're not saying it right.
Am I dead?
Oh, Weatherby Swan.
Weatherby Swan. If there wasn't a more bitch name out there than Weatherby.
Come on, Orlando Bloom coming back to Pirates. It's got to stir some excitement.
The Hobbit was awful. Legolas should never been in it. And I
well,
will,
yeah.
I
Legolas
will,
should
I
never.
I will always be forever salty about that.
My favorite director is Peter Jackson, and I doubt that.
The fat bastard himself.
Don't say that. He got skinny.
And then
he got fat again.
He put some weight back on.
He got skinny.
Well, no, bro.
He's nuts!
Look, he spread out Hobbit. We all know for what reason. The Kraft food service tablespoon.
Oh, fuck off.
So
Caitlyn Jenner might be charged with manslaughter.
Yeah, that's it's kind of weird that the whole sex change wasn't interrupted by the fact that
manslaughter, woman slaughter.
Caitlyn, you know,
I was
Caitlyn,
gonna say
Bruce. Yeah, you know, it's kind of back and forth between both.
I was gonna say he actually slaughtered Bruce. So in a sense, that's he committed his own manslaughter.
Got two in one.
There was two really. Manslaughter charges that need to be brought to attention.
Like the whole, I feel like the sex change thing might have been like, should have been secondary to like dealing with
Look,
the manslaughter.
He still
charge.
Has a penis.
Does he still have a penis?
He does, dude. I'm done with
I'm not believing it until the penis is cut off.
No, dude, that's what I'm saying.
Which jail? Which jail would Bruce / Caitlyn go to?
Do they have to make a new jail for transgender people because, like, they're like...
He's like, dug his own grave here because he still has a penis. No, but he still has a penis.
Can, like, rape women and shit.
Can he...
That's not... You can't do that.
Can he plead not guilty?
But then again, he's going to probably be more likely to get raped in a man jail, so it's like, where do you send him?
And say, oh, no, that was Bruce Jenner that did that.
Oh, he puts the blame on Bruce.
Yeah. Puts the blame on Bruce.
He was still Bruce at the time. I think this was before the Diane Sawyer interview. Before
it was.
Have, like, an alternate...
So can he say, oh, no, that was Bruce?
He gets out on, like, a plea of insanity.
And then blame it on Bruce.
I could see that.
And then Caitlyn goes free. Cut the dick off. Then we'll call
it. Caitlyn's a free woman. With the penis.
I'm everyone.
Just cut the dick off. That's all. Just cut it off. What's taking so long? What's the hesitation?
And to be honest with you, like, you know, get rid of the sack, get rid of the balls. Use your balls as, like, marbles or something. That's an old school game, but I'm sure he was brought up on. Play some games. Make a game out of it. Be fun with it. Be happy that you don't have balls and a penis anymore. Liberate yourself, man.
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Castration is a beautiful thing in some cultures. Not my culture, but in some cultures.
Okay.
If Caitlyn wants to be a
nice
woman,
rant,
I just
she might want to consider, like, changing her voice to not sound exactly like
Bruce. Hi, I'm Kate.
It sounds like Bruce.
It's the same
freaking voice, basically. Like,
let me tell you about one of my biggest problems: my ball sweat.
Like, you know, for a fact, Bruce is still dealing, or Kate is still dealing with a heavy amount of ball sweat.
Partially, the voice might be partially from still having, like, balls and.
Yeah, that's true.
Testosterone
that is true.
From having Male genitalia or something. Caitlyn Jenner.
You meet Caitlyn Jenner in a bar. Do you A, buy her a drink, B, leave the bar, C, go up to her and start making some small talk without buying the drink?
I would leave the bar just because...
But you're a hateful person, you think, you know, person. They're not...
How do
you
know? No, she's not really
there's
nice.
No equality for you.
In just no. For
you can't live the life no. You want to live I would, in Harry Montalvo's eyes.
I would okay. Leave okay. The bar.
No.
I would... No, you listen. Mm. You listen here. I would leave the bar because...
Yes.
I wouldn't want the paparazzi to just ruin the night.
Am I going
to
be watching your picture?
No, I just don't want to have flashing cameras when I'm at a bar. I'm trying to get my drink on.
It could be like a strobe light effect, though. Like, you really are just,
but,
like, having
you know,
a good
but Kate's trying to get
flashes.
Her drink on. What if she wants to meet her future husband?
That's what I'm saying.
Don't be disrespectful, bro, without knowing the situation.
I wasn't being
disrespectful. No, you come over here with all these fucking assumptions and shit, and it's like, dude...
Red clam tampons.
How do you go? Red clam tampons dropped us. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to disappoint you, everyone, but Red Clam Tampons dropped the sponsorship.
They were on their period.
Like,
what'd you say, Dan?
How do you go anywhere when you're a celebrity nowadays? Paparazzi.
Well, that's the big thing. We're like, you know, like, that's the downfall of celebrity.
That's why they have to go to all these, like, VIP places, because that's the only place they can get away from this.
True.
Nonsense. People are, like, taking their kids to soccer practice, and it's like, oh, let's get a picture. I would really piss me the hell off after like 2 days. I'd be like, all right, bro, just leave me the hell alone. Like, I'm doing my thing.
I don't know. I think I'd like it for a while.
Constantly documented.
I would like it for a little bit. Like, have my space. Just like I like guilty pleasured spots.
Like, oh, like everybody's, you know.
Or I would give him one picture. I'd give him like a thumbs up. And I'd be like, all right, now leave. Please.
Honestly, if I was famous, which by this podcast, it doesn't look like I will be famous anytime soon.
this podcast is not getting
the worst podcast in the history of podcasts.
Bold statements.
I would try to be bold really statements. Out.
I'm your host, Nick Goshalak.
All right, that was
really not.
That's really uncalled for.
All right. And Harry Montalvo.
We have our special guest, Dan the Man. All right.
That sounds absolutely nothing. It sounds like a cartoon version of Harry.
It's like, yeah, it's very...
Gefilte fish.
It's a Rush Hour reference. Speaking of Rush Hour, it's... Dan, I don't think Dan heard the podcast, but yeah, we touched on some Rush Hour stuff, and I did my impersonation of Chris Tucker. I'll do it for you again. Ready?
Never touch a black man's radio! Lee!
That was my Chris Tucker. How do you feel? Your thoughts?
Never.
You're emotional.
I forgot about that quote.
I've not seen any
never
of the Rush Hour
Black
movies.
Mirror's radio.
You've never seen Rush Hour?
No.
Oh. There's a cinematic universe in the works.
You jive turkey, you.
Man.
Wow.
There's not a cinematic universe in the works. It's just our wishful thinking.
We want there to be. But yeah, we have to watch that, man. You haven't... Wow, that's one of the best buddy cop, like, films
in
a long time, if not
don't
the best.
Don't ever touch a Black Mirror's radio. Never touch a Black Mirror's radio. Lee!
That's... My Tucker again.
I'm Ruby Rye. Ruby Rye, Fifth Element. Wee.
I don't think he ever did the wee, but we're gonna put that in there.
I don't remember
for
that.
For shits and gigs.
So, Daniel, Nick, can I ask you guys a personal question?
No,
you can't. But for the sake of this horrible, horrible podcast that we do every week, go for it.
How's Tinder going, guys?
Really, you know? It's probably going to get deleted, and it's probably not coming back, because...
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm sure you deleted it a few times.
I know, I've only had it once.
What Harry just said is what I've done for the past 6-7 months of my last girlfriend. Yes, I've on and off been on Tinder. I get some matches, usually of the more rotund size. And to be quite honest with you, I think I'm better. I'm better than that. And Dan's gonna go take a piss right now, disrupting the whole vibe of the podcast. Now I have to carry Harry, which is a little rhyme. Anyway.
So how's Tinder? How's it going?
It's, look, man, I don't wanna... It's bad. It's always bad. It's just, like I said, I get nothing
is
but...
Is it an empty life?
It is. Like, you really, when you break the Tinder life down, it's, you're swiping left or right. On somebody, like, you don't talk to them.
It seems degrading.
No, it is. It really is. And then, like, you know, you swipe a whole bunch, and then you get nothing back. And like, that's just, you know, a big shot to the ego right there. And you're just wondering, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on here? No, but no, seriously, it's pretty depressing. But then, you know, I'm I'm messaging some chicks right now. I'm not gonna
see. I've never been able to use Tinder.
Yeah, you kind of missed the opportunity.
Yeah,
in a sense. Yeah.
Once I heard about it, I was in a relationship, and I'm still in it.
But then you got your fucking laughs off of me failing a Tinder.
No,
I get it.
It's interesting.
No, I bet it is interesting.
No, I don't laugh at you.
Oh,
you're my best friend. Why would I laugh at you?
Daniel's back from his piss.
It's actually Dan the Man, not Daniel.
It's Dan the Man.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to overstep.
Man. Daniel the Manual. Be the alternate.
Daniel, your Tinder thoughts. Nick was giving his praise.
It feels very...
Was it praise?
It feels very superficial, and that's what I don't like about it. I'd rather meet someone in person and actually talk to them instead of just having to,
drop a Quaalude in their drink, have a good time, you know?
No.
Not really. I wasn't thinking that direction. I was just like...
No Bill Cosby.
Look, you know, Bill... Bill
Call was... I'm just a Bill. Sitting on Capitol.
Bill was a... He was a
Dr. Huxtable.
No, I was going to say he was a visionary. You know, he saw what he wanted, and he took it.
No.
It's a thing that more people nowadays should practice.
Harry Montalvo and Dan the Man do not affiliate
with Nicholas
Black's opinions.
Look, is it rape if they're sleeping? Did they say no if they're passed out?
We do not agree.
If they're passed out,
we do not agree.
I don't know.
We do not agree.
If they can't give consent, it's considered rape.
But, you know...
If they're not awake, they can't get consent.
You have to be able to give consent. You have to be awake.
But who's to say, like, Bill Cosby, like, no, they gave consent. Like, they just fell asleep and I...
Because they didn't give consent. They're saying they didn't. Why
I understand,
would they
but, like, because Bill Cosby's rich, and a lot of these, like, women who are coming forth aren't. Why not,
Why
not hop on the bandwagon? Look, I'm not saying rape is good.
Why are we back on Cosby?
I don't know how it transpired. It was a Tinder conversation.
Like a childhood, you know, staple, watching the Cosby Show growing up. Like, oh, he's like a really good guy.
Was it a childhood father figure?
For me, at least.
I watched a lot of it with my grandma and stuff.
The show was on in the 80s, though.
Yeah, my mom watched it growing up, and then she watched it with
me. Okay, so you're going
off. Plus, you also did have another show.
If you're going off reruns.
It was the Cosby Show, and then it was Cosby.
Kids Say the Darndest Thing. I also watched that.
Yeah, Kids Say the Darndest Thing. But he also had another sitcom in the 90s called Cosby. Okay. Madeline Kahn, there's like, you know, people in that, but still, like I've watched him, like, I want to say pretty much my entire life in a sense.
Kids say the darnest things.
They
my
do.
Mom says Bill Cosby split Quaaludes into a drink. Oh, you funny little son of a bitch!
Oh no, we gonna cut that. We gonna
sounded
cut
more
that.
Like Booker T than like
yeah.
Shucking ducking now.
What kind of
Hulk Hogan? We coming for you, Nick. I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say the N word. But you know where I'm going with it.
Yeah. It was
anyways.
Really-
Skip.
So we are a podcast in Orlando,
unfortunately.
So for any viewers, I'd
rather be
listening,
a podcast from anywhere else.
Anywhere else would be an ad, like an ad.
Not really anywhere else. We'll tell you some places that we
find to be enjoyable. So Nick, any guilty pleasures in Orlando?
other than my hand,
hand and pawn.
Mary Palm and her five sisters. That's a reference to your hand, if anybody's taking notes. But no,
that was awful.
Movies. We kind of brushed up on this last week, but movies basically. That's always the mainstay, I think, for me. Hookah Lounge. There's not really much to do with this piece of.
You really like the 3-point bowling.
We go.
Oh, that is true. Though there's this bowling alley, 3-point bowling.
It's old. It's outdated.
Really more, it's more for the pool.
Yeah, we play a lot of
billiards.
I don't like
going to other places and paying, like, you know,
by the hour or something,
I just play in quarters for...
And, like, honestly, if you go during, like days with the half off, you know, the alcohol and stuff, you can get really shwasted.
Tuesday nights.
Yeah. Tuesdays and Saturdays, 3-point.
So, Dan, guilty pleasure for you?
These nuts!
In Orlando? It's a tough question. Cocoa Beach.
Cocoa Beach,
because it's only like 50 miles away.
Yeah. That's a crappy beach, though.
It's a piece of shit.
It's terrible.
It really is. It's like...
It's the closest beach
to us. All the garbage
from
the other beaches just got dumped on Cocoa Beach.
No.
It's terrible.
Honestly, I'd rather see tar balls syringes in the sand.
I've seen a syringe.
Yeah, no, I'm not even kidding. I swear I've seen them. I don't know. It's a dirty... pretty place.
Really? If I had a guilty pleasure, it'd be Disney Quest.
Oh, yes.
Disney Quest. Five Floors, Arcade,
Virtual Reality. It'd be closed within the year.
What's your next guilty pleasure going to be when that's gone?
Ooh. I don't know, because Disney Quest was actually my favorite place in Orlando.
Recently went to House of Blues quite
a bit. I get it's outdated. Like, right. Disney Quest is, they never put money into it.
No. And you know, it's
but I love it still.
It's a missed opportunity when you really break it down. Like,
oh, they could have done so much to it.
With the Oculus Rift technology, even right now, like, we're getting so further in virtual reality stuff that they can, all they have to really do is just take some money that I know they have.
And then they're putting an NBA experience in there. Like, ooh.
Scoop. Which we have at a theme park that we really don't want to say. But
it's leaving there.
So. It is leaving, which apparently, going back to wrestling, apparently the rumor is a WWE Hall of Fame at...
Or the Cheesecake Factory.
I think...
Why can't you say the name?
It's a running joke. It's a...
We can't say it.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't want to be sued by...
Yeah.
We could say Disney, because who the fuck cares? You know? But the other place...
Yeah, they are pretty notorious
for the that. Blackfish... place. No, we're just kidding.
No, it's not SeaWorld.
It's not SeaWorld.
Scoop!
It's not SeaWorld.
There's an article on The Onion.
It's not Legoland.
That said there's a new attraction at SeaWorld where a elephant drowns in a tank that it just gets pushed in there. Honestly. And they said that at the end of it, it said like, but the animals enjoy it. The elephants enjoy it.
They drive to death. Like
it was honestly kind of believable that like SeaWorld would do that because basically it's just making fun of the fact that they just cages animals and like you know,
well, yeah,
like they destroy their lives for the amusement of others. Cause
so we get a quick, you know, fix.
At least I wasn't the only one to take the, you know, your
For anybody, again, taking notes, Harry has now taken a piss. I am the only one of this podcast right now who's not taking a piss break. And I got to say, I'm pretty proud of myself.
Iron Bladder Nick.
Yes. It's not a really catchy
nickname. It's not really a catchy name at all. You know, now that I say it out loud.
Iron Bladder Nick
coming. It really didn't sound good in my head either, but I was...
Well, you just went for it.
Went for it.
You take a dive into uncharted waters.
What subjects can we discuss when Harry gets back that he won't want to discuss?
Because
That's what we should discuss.
We could just trash Lord of the Rings. I know that would be really hurtful to him. Or we go back to Titanic and just see how much of a piece of garbage.
We say something along the lines of, like, what's the worst movie like you've ever seen?
Okay, like, hands down.
I'll like, be like, oh, Troll 2, because that actually is the worst
you've ever seen. You'll be like, Harry, what's your top 5 worst? And then I'll be like, oh, well, I could rebut that. I'd be like, oh, Titanic is a piece of shit.
Titanic, like, all... Is this 3 Lord of the Rings?
It felt like 18 movies, man.
Yeah.
It was 3, but...
It's fucking Titanic. If you
count The Hobbit, it's, like, a total of 6 in that, like, cinematic universe.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about our top 5 worst movies and how you just returned from a piss break, and we're going to ask you right now... What's your top 5 in no particular order worst movies you've ever seen?
Worst movies I've ever seen.
Besides Lord of the Rings.
Or Elf list. One that comes to mind. That's Troll 2.
At least 3 of the movies on my top 5 was Lord of the Rings.
I haven't seen The Room all the way through.
You've told me before you like Lord of the Rings.
I don't see anywhere where that's documented.
You didn't like The Hobbit.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't like you talking out of tone. Because I don't want you to have people think I like Lord of the Rings.
You do like Lord of the Rings.
It's a snoozer, if you will.
Why don't you be honest to our viewers?
Our viewers? Our listeners, you son of a bitch.
Our listeners. All right, why don't you be honest to me? Give us your top 5 worst movies. Come on.
All right.
Troll 2.
Because we saw Orphan, and you're going to tell me Orphan was better than Lord
of the
Rings.
What was
Dodgeball?
Dodgeball? Seriously?
Not a fan of Dodgeball.
Anchorman.
He's
Anchorman.
Not a fan of Anchorman or Dodgeball.
All right, I got it.
Invincible?
All right, hold on.
Invincible?
I'm actually naming, like, my favorite movie.
Nick, give us your top 5.
Top 5
worst films.
No particular order? Or
no
just,
particular
just
order.
Just top 5.
Alice in Wonderland.
That was pretty bad, honestly.
Titanic. No, I'm just joking.
I'm a fan.
What's that movie with Brendan Fraser and Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford's
Forrest Gump.
Extraordinary Measures.
Yeah, that was the movie where...
Put my balls in a jelly
jar. Brendan Fraser was looking for a cure for his kids who were sick, and he was like kind of pressuring Harrison Ford, and at some point or another, Harrison Ford exclaimed, you know, you got my balls in a jelly jar! And I just was confused.
Harrison Ford was awful in that.
Okay, as almost measures. Everything else he's in.
This is completely unrelated, but have you guys seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah, I
have. It's a... terrible movie.
It's not bad.
I liked it.
I never was a big fan.
Is it bad?
But alright.
My answer was... Oh, never mind.
We'll hear it eventually.
His mom was my
finish yours, Nick.
The big fat mother.
Big fat
okay.
Mother. But, like, literally, that's
all right. So, extraordinary measures. What else?
Literally
we got
eating
here?
Him, but like eating away.
Worst movies on my
Troll 2. Like
Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Definitely. That is.
What the fuck happened in Puss in Boots?
I'll say Puss in Boots on the grounds me and Dan the Man here one time before I moved to California.
We didn't remember any.
We drank so much alcohol, and I don't promote underage drinking, but sometimes you just gotta live life. But we were completely, almost, maybe borderline blackout at that point.
Okay.
I was.
All right, so you got two left. You got two left.
Titanic.
Okay.
No.
Pieces of shit.
Titanic taking some hits here in this podcast.
I love Titanic.
All right, we know you do. We know you do. We know you ride that James Cameron dick hard. We know you. Yeah. We know you live to pleasure James Cameron.
I liked it. I really did feel like it could have been a little shorter.
Yeah, no, like no, no. Bullshit aside, joking aside,
attention deficit.
No,
bastards.
Not at all. It's not even that, dudes. I love long movies if they're done right.
It was like. You know, every scene like had to be in there the way it was because it was absolutely necessary to the ship sinking. Okay, I just saying. Even like you could have, I don't know.
30.
I'll tell you what's not 30 to 45
minutes. Spend all the movie on the ship sinking, and like you can't do like both.
Yeah.
Either like cut the ship sinking a little bit, or cut a little bit of the intro story.
Okay.
Or just let him just
the
drop
sinking of the ship
like,
sequence is 90 minutes because in real life it took.
Let me cut you off.
1 hour and 2
let
hours.
Me cut you off here and say, did we need Bill Paxton?
Honestly, just start with the ship sinking. No intro story, just boom, like,
all right. Well, since Mighty Joe Young, I have not been impressed by Bill Paxton.
I'll give you my top five worst films, because obviously the other two can't.
I will, okay, all right.
I can't
on.
Name
all right,
like,
so Nick
I
has
like
two
a
left.
Lot of films that I watch.
I have two left.
To be honest with you.
Worst movies? Damn. Mm.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard for me to think of movies that are really bad. Oh, Thumbtanic.
All right.
Thumbtanic goes on the list.
Oh, you're not a Steve Odenkirk fan?
I'm a Steve Odenkirk. Is he really the Bob?
Odenkirk.
Oh, it's Odenkirk.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
Spelling,
okay.
Yeah.
I always thought as a kid there was some sort of. Okay. Anyway, God. I don't know.
I don't usually watch bad movies. Oh, the Alice in Wonderland thing that Martin got from the library.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was awful.
There was an Alice in Wonderland thing. It
was made by some sort of, like, college, like, theater. Like
it was like a theater production of Alice in Wonderland, and it was the most terrifying yet. Like exhilarating thing at the same time. Like we had no idea what was coming up next. There was a rabbit who was played by the great late Peter Sellers, who was the original Pink Panther, and we just were highly confused. Yeah, Peter Sellers was the rabbit. Huh. I was stunned myself. Don't. I was stunned.
All right, so you got one more film.
Troll 2.
Troll 2 is pretty bad.
I've never seen it.
Was that movie we saw? It was me, Dan the Man. Marta Moran, shout out again. I believe Dan the Man's brother, Matt the Man. We watched a Billy Blanks movie, who was like the Tai Bo guy. Do you remember that movie? I don't know the title.
He fights like an underground.
He like yeah,
like fighting tournament to like. There's some dude that got shot. Or
yeah,
some
yeah.
Shit,
he's
but then
like
he turned out to be okay. He was trying to like eventually.
He's a teacher
shot,
of karate, Tai Bo, whatever the hell he does in it.
Yeah.
And one of his students gets like killed in like a gang related type thing or something.
He gets like shot in the back
so,
with a shotgun.
Yeah, he gets like killed. Well.
We think he's
dead because dead. Up close in the shotgun, but later on we find out he's still alive.
He
but
was
anyway,
in the hospital somehow.
Yeah, Billy Blanks decides to join like an underground fight club
to avenge
you know, and get rid
I
of
think
the
it
crime
was because of the people that killed him were.
Yeah, he wanted to like get rid of.
I don't know.
The city was going to shit.
Or maybe he just like, was angry. Like, I actually don't really understand why the fighting tournament like avenged the fallen dude.
But he was a way to get to the guys who. Those guys who killed the his like student was they were running the tournament and it was a way to kind of get back at them by like
winning
the tournament and then like facing the guy who killed him and like getting revenge.
What is the name of that movie?
That is one of the worst, but it's so good at the same time. It's one of those like enjoyable terrible movies.
So that rounds out your top 5.
Yeah, that would be it.
If I had to pick a top 5, Batman and Robin,
Titanic.
Definitely. No, not Titanic. Batman and Robin. Daredevil. Daredevil was terrible.
Comic book movies,
the guy went on to direct Ghost Rider. Shows you how bad.
Classic. Nick Cage.
Speaking of which, my top 5, you would get Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance.
Oh, it's a Ghost Rider.
Awful.
Twice.
both films.
That was awful. No, I didn't include the original.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay.
No, I said Daredevil. I've never actually seen Ghost Rider 1.
And it is National Treasure 2.
Okay. I never saw it.
John Boyd.
But I can't include Ghost Rider 1 because I only saw Ghost Rider 2. So we got Batman and Robin, Daredevil, and Ghost Rider 2. So far we're at 3 superhero films. River of Darkness with Kurt Angle is a movie I've had the privilege of.
Wrestling shoutouts.
It is the worst film of all time.
Kurt Angle in the worst film of all time.
I saw it with my friend George Lopez one night.
George Lopez?
Different spelling. Jorge Lopez.
Is he as funny? Or
no.
No.
He's funny, but he's not as funny. Yeah.
Really? Does George like to sing?
George does like to sing.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's alright.
What does that mean?
He's alright.
You shrugged and kind of like looked around a little bit like if anybody was listening.
No, he's Jorge is he's like decent.
So Jorge is a quality singer?
He's not bad, yeah.
Okay. So we should get him on the podcast. Then like perform. Yeah, honestly. Alright,
let's
cool.
do it.
That'd be cool.
Now, me and George one night looked at Redbox and decided, let's pick the worst looking movie out. We picked River of Darkness, Kurt Angle in a futuristic suit and a weapon on the cover. We watched the movie. He's in a plain sheriff's outfit the entire time. And it all takes place in one small town, and it's not futuristic at all. So I called Redbox that night and said, I want a refund because of false advertising. And they gave us the dollar back, because at the time, Redbox was dollar rentals. So that's,
on a side note, Redbox has increased their prices
they have.
Quite a bit, and it's a little frustrating. But yeah, Kurt Angle...
So Kurt Angle, River of Darkness, is the worst film of all time. And then if I had to round out my top five, I would probably go with Silent Hill 2, Revelations.
I just want to go back, if I can change my list a little bit. There was a movie, I was seeing this girl at the time, Harry came over to her house, and he decided, oh, you know, we were going to put something on Netflix, and he decided to put something called, it was something with guinea pigs, what was the title?
Tales of the Riverbank.
Tales of the Riverbank. And when I say the worst, this is by far the worst.
JP. The G stands for guinea. The P. Well, you can figure that out.
Basically, the movie consisted of talking guinea pigs and other various animals. And I... Yeah, Daniel, your top five worst films.
Okay. I'm actually thinking about it. One Missed Call...
One Missed Call.
I never saw it, but I heard it was terrible.
That was
I heard that was garbage. I never took the time to watch it, but I've heard that was literally one of the worst.
That Troll 2.
Troll 2.
Is that like Fist of Fury or something like that? Or something, Fist of something Fury? Something of Fury. No, not
Balls of Fury?
No. No, I'm talking about the one with Billy Blanks.
Oh.
No, that's not it.
I was going to say, because Kung Pao, Fist of Fury.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what.
You're going to get beat up.
Kung Pao is a classic.
Kung Pao is a classic.
An achievement in comedic filmmaking.
Yes. Tied for my favorite comedy of all time with Zoolander.
Scoop.
Scoop-de-scoop. Whack-a-chicko. All
right, that's enough out of you. You've had your time to talk, Dan. Dan the man is trying to give you his top five worst films.
He's taking forever.
He's thinking. He's got Troll 2.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Okay, 3 was pretty bad. I'll give you that. Harry has a stunned face. I don't know why he's that surprised.
Because on Stranger's Tide was way worse.
They both were really bad. The last two.
At World's End was not bad.
What's the one where the boat flips over?
That's at World's End.
Yeah, that sucked ass. Alright.
You had to make sure that was the one he was talking about.
Yeah, okay. No, I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, okay.
But worst of all time? I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's just tough.
It's not the worst of all time.
Why don't you back the fuck off?
All right.
Calm the fuck down, Mr. Titanic over here. Mr. Peter Jackson's lover. Would you suck Peter Jackson's penis if given the opportunity?
No, I would not.
You're a master filmmaker. Oh.
Not after The Hobbit.
I respect that. What about The Lovely Boner?
Not a movie.
No, it was The Lovely Boner.
Right? The Lovely Bones.
The Lovely Boners. Oh.
The Lovely Bones.
That makes sense.
Daniel, your top five.
Come back to me.
All right, moving on. So what's on the agenda for you guys this week? What are you guys doing? What's the plan for y'all?
hopefully not doing another podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I like doing these.
You can you don't have to do these podcasts, man.
All right. I like them.
Do you?
I do. Mm-hmm. Right. I do. How do y'all feel about them?
I feel like it's going pretty well.
I like them. This one's running a little too long.
Oh, we finally eclipsed that hour mark. Well, that's an achievement there. That's pretty big.
All right, so wait, no, I have Troll 2, National Treasure. Right,
he's ready to finish.
National Treasure 2, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
Okay.
Thumbtanic. And Titanic.
And Titanic.
Okay, it's not really like in the worst movies that I think I've ever seen. One Missed Call. That rounds it out, actually.
All right.
So yeah, that would be my five.
Those are, I mean, from what I've seen of those, yeah, those
Red Clam Tampons.
Look, they're not a sponsor anymore. They dropped us. I'm not going to get into the details, but they're not happy with us.
Actually, you can throw in anything that's like the language is actually Japanese, and I'm watching it with English subtitles. I can't stand that. I'm sorry.
You don't like it?
No.
Why?
I'd like to be able to, like, it's for me, it's a lot easier actually, like, hearing it to, like, interpret what's going on than having to read it and figure it out. It's one, like, you don't get to pay attention to what you're watching when you have to read the subtitles so much.
I see your point. I don't know. I think it adds, because, you know, not many people actually take the time to watch, like, you know, foreign films and stuff like that. I think it's kind of, like, a nice thing to look forward to. Like, you can experience maybe how the film was made it, in like, different...
if I watch the English version first, but, like...
True. But... You know, I think we should,
wrap it up.
Yeah, because Harry needs to go,
Fap.
Go fap.
No, that's not true.
Drain the main vein in the sexual aspect of that.
They are lying.
Jerk the gherkin.
Circle jerk.
I don't know why they would think this.
Harry's been a great, big fan of the circle jerk.
No, not at all.
He came up with this idea called the soggy...
Nope, that was actually Nick Goschalk and Frederick. Whoever last name,
the waffle,
or soggy waffle, soggy. Well, the first waffle. time when we actually took up the idea of doing it, we did a piece of white bread. We all indulged. Anyway, okay, let's wrap up the podcast. I am Nick Goschalk.
I'm Harry Montalvo.
I'm Dan the Man.
Thank you for being with us, Dan, and thank you for everybody for listening. And we will be back next week. Holler if you hear me.
See you.